AP News, I'm Haya Pinjwani. A Russian court has sentenced a man convicted in the car bombing of a nationalist writer to life in prison. Tensions are on the rise in the Middle East.
Despite the heavy blow Hezbollah has suffered in recent weeks, acting leader Naim Qassem said in a televised statement on Monday that the group will fight back. Qassem says if Israel decides to launch a ground offensive, the group's fighters are ready, noting that the commanders killed have already been replaced. He says, "We know the battle may be long and options are open to us. We'll face any possibility, and we're prepared if the Israelis decide to enter by land. The resistance forces are ready for a ground engagement." Israeli strikes have killed leader Hassan Nasrallah and six of his top commanders and officials in the last 10 days. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
DirecTV will buy its rival, Dish, to create a massive pay TV company after a years-long pursuit. That announcement came moments after AT&T announced selling its majority stake in DirecTV to private equity firm TPG Partners for $7.6 billion. The death toll from Hurricane Helene in the southeastern United States is nearly 100. In an AP interview, traveling nurse Janetta Barfield says she had to be rescued after leaving the hospital in Asheville and getting caught in rising water in her car.
I couldn't even think what was going on. It happened so fast to me and scared the life out of me because nothing like that ever happened. And I apologize because I'm not from here, so I didn't realize how the streets were. You know, I didn't know that it possibly could be that deep. So I apologize to everyone that tried to help me get out of that thing.
And Kris Kristofferson, a Rhodes Scholar who became a superstar songwriter, singer, and actor, has died. A family spokeswoman says Kristofferson died at his home in Hawaii. This is AP News. President Joe Biden plans to visit areas impacted by Hurricane Helene.
In remarks from the White House, he says he'll visit hurricane-affected areas this week, as long as it doesn't disrupt rescue and recovery operations. Sunday, Biden said the administration is giving states everything we have to help those impacted by the storm. And he made calls to several state and local government officials, including Georgia Governor Brian Kemp and North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper. Vice President Kamala Harris's office says she'll cut short a stop in Las Vegas and will head back to Washington to attend a briefing by the Federal Emergency Management Agency. The White House says the vice president will travel to storm-affected areas as soon as possible. And former President Donald Trump's campaign says he'll visit Valdosta, Georgia today to survey Helene's impact on that state. Donna Water, Washington.
I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.